currently connected to CMN Network.
CB8OOE.
Connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Romeo Delta. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Romeo Delta.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WARC Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
WARC Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, you were solid that time. Must have been in a bad spot. And 4 DBR. DBDIK. Yeah, it didn't take long for you not to pick me up on Simplex. Yeah, Roger, it, I hardly couldn't understand you at all. Got in here full power now, girl. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's okay. That's the way Simplex can't do it. It works sometimes. But hopefully this one will work good for a while. I'm on low power right now. Okay. If I can figure out how to lower the power, I'll do it here. Give me a few seconds. KDBHIK. N4DBR. KDBHIK. How about it? You got a copy? Yeah, Bernie, you're doing good. Is that low power now? Yeah, Roger, low power. Yeah, you're doing great. I'm getting up here close to the M30 exit near Sanford now. Roger, you're loud and clear. I'm going to keep it on low power to see how long that works for us. Okay, yeah, that worked for me. And I guess I won't have to change my power. No, I think you'll be good to go there. So, beautiful day out here. I hope it stays nice like this all day. Yeah, I think he was saying going to get up to like 75 or something like that today, or 78. One of them two, anyway. I'll take it. You were asking about 220 a while ago. I don't think I'm going to be able to get anything up and running this week, but hopefully next week I'll have something going. Okay. Yeah, that'll give me time to program that radio I bought. Oh, there's something
is something matter with it. You ever change a light in the window?
No, I've never done that. I know it can be done, but I never have done it.
Right, yeah. I'm not sure if I can do it or not. I don't even have a siren gun anymore. I talked to you about that computer deal when you want me to load up that chirp. This thing is powered over my computer. I can't do nothing. The thing is wanting a bank card number.
Yeah, that's messed up. I feel real bad that you clicked on that stuff that you didn't need to click on, even though, you know, it always makes it look like it's legitimate. And now you're stuck. So if I can ever get enough free time, I'd come look at it for you, but I'm not sure when I can get over there yet.
Okay. You think you can take that off?
Yeah, I think I could. It's just a mess. I don't know what to tell you right now. So when you turn it off and then turn it back on, it just, what's it do?
Well, it turns on like regular, and then after it's been on a few, well, maybe 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and then it flashes back to the bank card thing, and there's no place to get out of it that I can see.
Well, yeah, that's pretty bad. Let me ask a couple people about it, see if they've got some ideas. I know two people that I turn to when stuff like that happens. They might have something I could put on a thumb drive and give you, and you could run it and clean it up or something. But at this point, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, even I can see the background to it, you know, on the bottom of the screen. There's this gap, probably about the size of all that deal's at the bottom of the page. And I can see the background, and it's on. I can see, it's what's in the background, and that's normal. But this thing is right over top. You can't see it, nothing other than that little hole.
Well, it's definitely a scam, and if you were to give them your credit card number, they would bill it, and then they might keep billing it, and then they would find something else wrong with your computer, supposedly, and want to charge you for that. So it's a big rabbit hole that you go down. N4 DVR.
Yeah. Too bad that some of them guys didn't have time to do something was good, and then instead of making software up that you gotta pay them to get out of it, and like you said, and then what you gonna do then after that?
Yep, that's right. Over here on US 10, they got the whole right lane blocked off for miles once you get on the bridge there going over Sanford Lake. And I have yet to see why it's even blocked off. I don't see any work going on.
Okay. Are you past 30 yet?
Yeah, I'll be coming up on 18 here in about 3 minutes.
Okay, now I know about where you're at there. Yeah, you're still good and strong in the repeater for sure.
I like a good repeater that you can do low power like this. It's sad that the old Midland repeater just doesn't work great. It's just not reliable.
Yeah, Roger. KBHIK. Let's stand by. So let's just see if somebody wants to use the frequency for a few minutes, and then we'll go back. KBHIK standing by.
N4DVR standing by.
I guess not, David. I ain't heard nobody. I guess we're not hogging up the frequency.
Well, I guess not. We don't seem to be at this point. So I'm just now going under M18, and the road construction looks like they're putting gravel down, resurfacing the right lane, but they're only working within like a quarter mile of that exit, but they had the right lane closed all the way back to Sanford Lake, so it seems like overkill to me.
Yeah, listen, they're going to blacktop it or something, and that goes pretty quick. You know, you could probably do that in, I don't know, half a day or so. So that's probably why they got it blocked off. You're still good in here. Sounding good. Okay, go back to you, KBHIK.
So that radio you got at the Hamfest, the display doesn't light up, or just part of it?
And no, it's dead. There's no light at all on it. But everything else, it seems to be working. I had to do a printout on it. I printed some stuff out how to work it. And it's a little different than some of the other ones. Of course, I never had a Kenwood either. And it's got a function key. And to get that to working, you gotta turn the radio off, then push that key in, then turn it back on again.
Well, hopefully it'll be a good working radio, even if you don't get the light replaced. I'm sure there's a way to do it. I've never been real handy with stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll take that top off and look in it and see how to, if I can change it or what it looks like, and see if I could order one maybe off the internet somewhere.
Yeah, I wish you could have got that Alinco 220, but it looks like the guy that was running the ARRL desk, he's the one that bought it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it'd probably been a little nicer. And it probably had a light working, too.
Right. Yep. You got much going on this week?
Well, no, I got a doctor's appointment coming up here at around 3 o'clock. That's all I got today. Seems like maybe it's next Monday. I got an appointment for the VA, and I got to go to Saginaw for this one.
All right. Well, hopefully it'll get checked out well. Get a good report. Field day is Saturday, and the Midland Club is planning to operate all day Saturday from, I think it's somewhere up at Sanford. You gonna come out and be a part of it?
Well, I'm not for sure on that one. I don't care too much about that kind of stuff. I care less about HF. You know, my license is only good for a certain amount of frequency. So, anyways, I really don't care about that. I could come out and fellowship, I guess. Are you going, Glo?
Yeah, I'm planning on being there. Looking forward to it. Hopefully it'll be a nice weather day for a field day. And so it'll be a nice full day for sure. I'm going to operate some on some of the different radios. And hopefully we'll get a bunch of contacts in the log for field day.
Now, where's that going to be at, David?
I'd have to look it back up and see, but I know somewhere up near Sanford, I think, or Edenville, somewhere like that.
Comment?
Go comment.
Yeah, WAQOD here. Yeah, it'll be at in Edenville, right there below the Edenville Water Tower. It's Swanton Park or City Gathering Center or something like that. And I overheard a little bit you're having a problem with the radio or something. You might want to try to bring that, and we could take a look at it.
Yeah, Roger. It's like I just bought one of the swap and window. The excuse me, the light in the shows the frequency. That light's not working.
Yeah. Ask for, when you get there, ask for W8DOD Mitchell, and I'll take a look at it for you.
Okay, Mitchell. Was you at the swap and sort room this what was it, Saturday? Saturday.
Yes, sir, that's affirmative. I was there. Lots of cool stuff. Stuff's priced a little bit too high for me, but I ended up getting a tripod, super heavy-duty tripod for doing POTA, and then I did get that MFJ Hi-Q loop antenna. Copy.
Yeah, Roger. Go ahead, David. You can talk to him.
Hey, Mitchell. Was that big tripod that guy was selling?
If you're talking about that antenna, no, it's the one laying down at the end, laying on the table flat. The other one was a mag loop. That was a pretty nice unit.
I saw that loop, but that tripod, that had one guy over there. He had this huge tripod for sale. I think he had 200 on it. Is that the one you got?
Yes, sir, that's the one I picked up.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, that's heavy duty right there. But, yep. I'm hoping that if I have that from Claire today, I'll activate the Sarah Marquette trail and then also Bluff Creek. Want to get the 10 per park because I got other work to do, but I think I could probably drive both of those today.
Yep, copy that. You might want to kick up your power a little bit. You're starting to pick a fence there a little bit. Hey, I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing. I just wanted to pop in there. Hope to see you guys on Saturday. Take care. 73's W8DOD.
Hold on, Mitchell. Hold on for a minute. Keep you tracking.
Catching in, if not before. N4DBR. Go ahead, Bernie.
Okay, I guess we stepped up on
CNN Network.
Is Mitchell still here?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Do you you be able to fix that if I brought it down on Saturday?
I don't think so. I don't have any parts or anything, but we can double take a look at it and see what you would need to do.
Oh, okay. Well, do you work on equipment?
I used to. Retired now, so I guess my answer to you would
the I'm sorry I don't.
Okay, Roger. Thank you. I'll let you go now. Thanks for talking, KBDJK.
Hey, Bernie, what brand radio is it?
It's a Kenwood.
Bring it with you, and we can ask around. I know that there are some people around here that do some work, or maybe in Ohio or a couple other places, but there'll be lots of resources we can start, and I'll help you. We'll ask around.
Okay. I don't have a soldering gun anymore. When I moved from Florida, everything stayed there, so I'd have to go out and buy another soldering gun and try to find the light. Okay, 73s, KBHIK.
Fine business, my friend. Yeah, feel free to come by and we'll take a look at it. And like I said, I'll be happy to help you try to find somebody. Take care. WADOD, back to the woodwork.
David, you still there?
Yeah, I'm in Clare now.
Okay, Roger, that sounded good in Clare. Are you staying in Clare, or are you going to go somewhere else?
I'm going to stay in Clare for a little while. I got a luncheon today with some pastors up here, and then I'll start making my way back to Midland after that.
Are you going to Ponderosa?
No, we're going to Bucilli's Pizza.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know if I'm going to be around or not when you come back, David. Depends on what time you're around. But I've got things to do starting probably about 10 after 12. That's what time I eat here, so I got to go eat, and then after that, I got to go to the doctor.
All right. Well, you do what you got to do, but leave your radio on scanning, and maybe you'll hear me.
Okay, then. We'll talk to you later, David. Have a good day. Don't eat too much there. KBDJK.
73, N4, DBR.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KD8 WPY mobile testing.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Idiot, oi.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KBIS Mobile, we're in Harrison.
KB8OLE Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
KBIS Mobile coming in to clear.
This is KF0UVR Mobile monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KCHCLM, listening.
Connected to CMN Network.
KCHCLM listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.